there and put in Nick Pope and disinformation, you'll get a lot of people who genuinely believe that I do know all about it and that, that I'm just the friendly face of the establishment, that I'm still working for them really, etc., etc. But hand on heart, I honestly don't know what these things are, and that in a sense is why I continue my quest for the truth on this mystery.
Okay, well, let's bring in someone else here. Colin Andrews used to live in Andover in Hampshire and was a senior official in Test Valley Borough Council before taking on UFO and crop circle research full-time in 1991. He now lives in the United States of America, like quite a few of our listeners, and he joins us now as well. Hello, Colin.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Where is his 10 o'clock in the morning there?
Yes, it is. Just gone.
You lucky devil. You've still got the whole day ahead of you.
That's right.
So you and Nick were actually working together quite in Washington, D.C., where you were... you tell me what you were doing.
Well, we were both presenting our... we had two presentations to make for the X Conference, which is a kind of a political organization attempting to encourage the United States government at this point in particular to do what the United Kingdom have done in making public their hitherto secret UFO documents. My perspective has been different to Nick's. I was there, in fact, questioning the accuracy, very much questioning the accuracy of a report, an article that Nick had produced, published, as the official government's position on the their lack of involvement and research into the crop circle and UFO subject, and in fact was presenting documentation to show that Nick's article was inaccurate, greatly inaccurate, but I would say, and I think it's important to say with both of us on air and on or off the air, I would say that I do not question Nick's honesty or his integrity, but I do say that he was, as you have already said here, Mike, in a difficult position somewhat with regard to the pure truth when he was in office, and I would also say that the information that he published as the official position was under the influence of people that employed him, and just to break on this point, that whilst Nick is sworn to the Official Secrets Act, he still is, and his old bosses, I would suggest, are never far away and are his current bosses in that respect. But of course, Nick is here to speak for himself.
Right, okay. What would you say to what Colin's just said, Nick? If you've taken that oath, then you cannot speak out.
He's certainly correct. Of course, all Crown servants sign the Official Secrets Act, and it binds you for life, not the duration of your employment. So that's certainly correct. Yes, I wrote an article where I attempted to summarise the Ministry of Defence's involvement in the crop circle mystery, right, which was more of what I call a watching brief than a direct investigative role. But Colin's certainly correct that I wrote that article whilst I was still working at the MOD, and just as it was MOD policy to downplay, not cover up, but downplay the UFO subject, it was also policy to downplay crop circles. And Colin has correctly said that he has now put into the public domain certain documents showing that there was more military and indeed royal interest in the crop circle mystery than would have been apparent from my article. I accept that. I mean, as I say, I was to a certain extent downplaying that, and of course there are always extreme sensitivities when royals are involved. I think sometimes, though, there can be a blurry line between what you would call private interest, even, you know, from government, military, royal people, and an official interest. I mean, it's quite possible that the Queen has a number of personal interests and reads books and looks into these things without it necessarily implying that the whole resources of the state are being brought to bear on something.
Mm-hmm. But to bring up Colin's point, if you have signed the Official Secrets Act and you are bound by it for the rest of your life, even if you did know the truth, so to speak, you couldn't talk to us about it.
I probably couldn't, but I think if we got areas where that was an issue, be saying something along the lines of, that's not an area that I could comment on.
Right, okay. Well, you can put questions to...